Hi, this is the Guitar Podcast, Episode 1. My name is Lauren Hunt, and we're going to talk about guitars, amps, pedals, accessories, basically anything related to guitars, amps, pedals, and so on and so forth. I'd like to talk about guitar videos you'll find online, some recommendations, some recommended viewing, possibly some reviews of products. What's going to be different about this podcast from other guitar podcasts is I'm not going to focus on instructional guitar. We're going to talk about guitars, anything related to guitars, whether it's videos or guitar players or bands, history of guitar, working on guitars. Now, this doesn't mean that people won't learn things from this podcast. I'm sure I will learn things from doing this podcast. But the focus of this podcast isn't teaching guitar. It's talking about anything that has to do with the guitar. There are plenty of instructional video podcasts that teach you how to play guitar. There are plenty of people on YouTube. People make podcasts. People have websites, subscription-based websites about learning how to play guitar. You can go down to your local guitar shop and learn how to play guitar. But I want to focus on building a community of people talking about guitar. A little bit about myself. I've played guitar for well over 20 years. I've taught guitar, really enjoyed it. I learned so much about guitar, about playing guitar myself from teaching people. It's funny how that works. Whenever you teach, you learn. You're learning from your students. You're learning from yourself. You're forcing yourself to learn more, to be a better guitar player, to be a better teacher. It was a very, very enlightening experience for me when I was teaching full time, and it just made me better. I spent a good part of my 20s playing in rock, blues, punk, alternative bands through the 90s, and actually went into playing guitar for a country band or two in the late 90s and early part of this decade. Now, I don't play out anymore. I don't play in the bars or anything. I do play at my local church. I really enjoy it. We're kind of spoiled there with in-ear monitors and a very quiet stage. It's really great. We're pampered there beyond. So, and I've made some really good guitar friends there at my church and at other churches and then at guitar shops and such. And I find myself sitting around talking with guys about guitar products and guitar players and how to do this or that, or what's a best practice, or should we go true bypass or have a buffer in your signal chain, all those sorts of things. And we could sit around and talk for, you know, hours about this sort of thing. And I just found that, you know, I really like talking about it and finding out more and sharing whatever information I may have. I can offer that to whoever may want to listen to this. I really don't want to talk too much about myself because the focus of this is guitar, but I'm sure you need to know a little bit of background about me before you say, oh, I'm going to listen to this joker. Now, I do consider myself somewhat of a guitar snob because I do prefer Gibsons and Fenders, Paul Reed Smith. It's kind of the higher end names, and as far as amplifiers, I like Marshall, old Fenders. I have an old Gibson amp that is just smoking, so I guess that doesn't quite qualify as a guitar snob type amp because it's not an old Tweed Fender or anything like that. It's a lesser known amp, but it sounds fantastic. The big thing is tone, and I want to cover the topic of getting good tone. And I know that not everybody's going to want to go out and spend $2,000 on a guitar or an amp, you know, a boutique amp or high-end pedals. But, you know, you could really get some good tone from less expensive, even brand new, less expensive items. You can get really good tone, really good amps, good guitars. And the used market, I will not neglect the used market. I really actually prefer buying used gear. basically any of the guitars that I play regularly, only one of my guitars was purchased brand new. That's my Taylor. And all my Les Paul and my Strat are both used. Both my amps are used. Almost all of my pedals I purchased used. Whether on eBay, Craigslist, or a local used guitar shop, or trading amongst friends. Used gear, you know, guitar, if you buy quality stuff, it's going to last, it's going to sound good, and I'm big on buying used gear. However, sometimes you can't avoid but to buy brand new. But back to the point, I'd like to cover, you know, all realms of instruments and equipment, from used to new, the higher end, expensive models, less expensive models that are just as good as far as like being a professional instrument that you can play out with and expect to have good tone and have longevity from it. You don't want to spend, you know, $1,000 on a guitar or maybe even more. You're not in the market to spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on a guitar, or even more for like vintage gear or custom built guitars. There are some beautiful, beautiful guitars out there, but they cost more than my car. But that said, I would like to cover some of that as well. I know there's a market for that. And please stick with me, folks. The next podcast will be a bit more focused. I'm kind of trying to fill you in on what I want to talk about in the podcast and a little bit of background on me and my point of view. That'll come out more and more as episodes come around. I plan on putting out a podcast every day, Monday through Friday. I don't really want it to exceed 20 minutes. Right now I'm approaching 10 to 12 minutes, and that seems okay. I'm not sure if I could talk much more than that. It depends on the topic, I'm sure, but I don't want to take up more than 20 minutes, so that maybe you can listen to this on your way into work or on your way home from work or whatever. I don't want it to take up too much time. I'm sure I will adjust it accordingly. Sometimes the topic just, it'll have to go more than, you know, more than the allotted time. Well, I'm going to wrap it up here with this. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you have subscribed to the podcast, and stay tuned. This is Lauren Hunt for the Guitar Podcast.